Hello everyone, and welcome to Everyday Black History. It's been a long while since we had an episode, so I just want to welcome you all back, and it's good to be here with you again after about a month off. I hope you all enjoyed the last episode with Lieutenant Colonel Harry Stewart, who is one of the last remaining Tuskegee Airmen. I hope you all enjoyed listening to the interview as much as I enjoyed giving the interview. It was definitely a pleasure, and I felt like that was a good way to leave off after a while as the summer winded down and I took some time off with, you know, family and loved ones just to enjoy the end of the summer. And I hope you all enjoyed your summer and your Labor Day and everything, and that you're having a great beginning to your week. So now, for the first episode of Everyday Black History, after being back for such a long time, it is now National Latin Heritage Month. So we figured it would be a good time to honor our Latinos of African descent. Latin Heritage Month goes from September 15th to October 15th. So at least once a week we'll highlight and pay homage to our Latin brothers and sisters of African descent and their accomplishments and how their accomplishments has changed culture and just to, you know, give a shout out to everyone in the African diaspora. So today on Everyday Black History, as we honor our Latin brothers and sisters, we're going to highlight a man by the name of Felipe Luciano. And Felipe Luciano wasn't a scientist or an inventor, but he was culturally impactful. He was a poet, a community activist, a journalist, a media personality, and a politician. And despite, you know, coming from an underprivileged background, a single mother, and even going to prison for manslaughter because of a fatal stabbing in the early 70s, despite those things that people say, you know, or try to use and say, oh, you know, no, that's why they're this way or that's why they're that way. Despite those obstacles, he still was able to go to college, seek an education, and become the man who was the poet, the community activist, the journalist, and the media personality. After he was released from prison, he attended Queens College, and he became a member of the original Last Poets. And the Last Poets, especially the original Last Poets, are like, you know, it's like the precursor of hip-hop music. What we know as rap music, hip-hop music today, this was the beginning of it. These were poets, African-American, as well as him as an Afro-Latino, you know, that came together during the civil rights movements and black nationalist movements, and you know, talked about social things and social injustices and things like that, and, you know, black people coming together and bettering themselves. They did it to a beat, and it was poetry. It's politically charged. It was taught rhymes and rhythms. You know, and it was dedicated to raising, you know, African-American consciousness, you know. And like, as mentioned, they laid the groundwork for the emergence of what we know as hip-hop today. You know, people like Gil Scott-Heron and, you know, Gabby Bird, you know, they were all, you know, associated or loosely associated with the Last Poets. And Felipe Luciano was one of the original Last Poets. Now, he and five other members co-founded the New York branch of the Young Lords. It was later named the Young Lords Party. And the Young Lords was a movement that began in Chicago and that spread nationally. It began in Chicago in 1968. And before that, it was a turf gang. But in 1968, the leader at the time, Jose Jimenez, turned it into a civil and human rights organization. And the group's mission was to fight for neighborhood empowerment and self-determination of Puerto Ricans, African Americans, or any colonized people or third world people. That was part of their mission statement. And tactics that they used included mass education, canvassing, community programs, occupations, and direct confrontation if needed. As mentioned, they started out in Chicago because of Mexicans and Puerto Ricans that were being displaced because their neighborhoods were being gentrified. And they were influenced by the Black Panthers and their organizing tactics. And so from starting out in Chicago, they grew to 30 cities, including 3 branches that were in New York, which one of the branches that was founded by Felipe Luciano. And the Young Lords was dedicated to just empowering and helping, like as mentioned, Puerto Ricans, Latinos, African Americans, or any colonized and third world people. Women were involved in the Young Lords. They had the Black Panthers had a 10-point program. The Young Lords had a 13-point program that was similar to the Black Panthers, but it was all about just providing education to the people in the community, and even they had breakfast programs as well, just like the Black Panthers. But it was all about bettering each other, and bettering each other as a people, and bettering each other culturally, and educating one another. That's what these organizations were about. Of course, they were brought down, like the Black Panthers, by the FBI's counterintelligence program. But these groups were founded, as mentioned, for the betterment of the people who they were representing, whether it was Puerto Ricans, whether it was Black Americans, or any colonized or oppressed people. But Felipe Luciano, he later became a radio, television, and a print journalist, and he even became the president of his own production company, Luciano Productions. He even has a few acting credits to his name over the years, from 1971 down to 2015. So, as mentioned, despite any hardships or obstacles that he might have faced in life, he still overcame them to become the man that he is today. Born in 1947 in East Harlem, New York, and overcame a lot of things to become a success. So, Felipe Luciano, our Puerto Rican brother of African descent, we salute you for your cultural impact. Now, as we go out through the month and we celebrate Latin history, Latin Heritage Month, we'll be choosing different Latinos of African descent that we'll be highlighting, men, women, and even different groups and institutions that were created for the benefit of Latin people, Afro-Latin people, or people of color, as a whole, because the African diaspora encompasses all of us, Black Americans, Africans, Latinos of African descent. Afro, there's Afro people in pretty much every nationality, every country. And these are the people we want to highlight, because, we're underrepresented in a lot of places around the world. So this month we'll be highlighting Afro-Latinos, and we look forward to bringing you more of their accomplishments, culturally, and how it's, benefited everyone, worldwide. So that concludes this episode of Everyday Black History, and please continue to tune in. The website is pretty much finished now. The last time I did a post, I was talking about when the website will be done and when it will have merchandise available. So the website is almost done. By the next post, I will have the address and everything, so you can go on the website, and we have blog posts, we have our podcast episodes, we have merchandise, everything you'll be able to find about Everyday Black History will be on the website. So next post, we'll be ready for you, and I'll give you the address, and then that'll be another way of communication that you can hear this beautiful Black history. So stay tuned, and we'll see you for the next episode.